My dear brothers and sisters, a Filipino priest, Father Apalisok, narrated a story in a book he authored. The story was about the Holy Eucharist. He narrated, "The year was 1330. A priest in Cascia, Italy, was summoned to give Holy Communion to a sick person. Being in a hurry, he improperly put the sacred host between the pages of his prayer book. Arriving at the house of the sick person, the priest was shocked to see the sacred host full of blood. It was later found out that it was a miracle within a miracle. The profile of the face of Jesus could be seen imprinted in the sacred host. Up to this day, the sacred host is still preserved despite its exposure to natural elements." Another story about the miracle of the Holy Eucharist, which I believe that many of us are familiar with, is the Eucharistic miracle in Lanciano, Italy. The story is that about 500 years before this event in the 8th century, a priest from Lanciano, Italy, doubted the real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. He was shown a miracle when, during the consecration of the Mass, the bread became flesh and the wine turned into real blood. In 1970, a scientific investigation was conducted by an illustrious scientist named Odoardo Linoli, an eminent professor in anatomy, pathological histology, chemistry, and clinical microscopy. He was assisted by Professor Ruggero Bertelli of the University of Siena. Their analysis sustained the following conclusions: the flesh is real flesh. The blood is real blood. The blood contained proteins in the same normal proportions as are found in the seroprotic makeup of fresh normal blood, and the preservation of the flesh and blood without any chemical preservatives, though exposed to the action of atmospheric and biological agents, remains an extraordinary phenomenon. According to those scientists who examined both species, they said that the flesh was found out to have come from the muscular tissue of the heart, the myocardium. My dear brothers and sisters, today the whole Church celebrates the solemnity of the Corpus Christi, the precious body and the precious blood of Christ. This feast of the Corpus Christi was proposed by St. Thomas Aquinas to Pope Urban IV in order to create a feast focused solely on the Holy Eucharist, emphasizing the joy of the Eucharist being the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. In 1264, Pope Urban IV established the Feast of Corpus Christi as a solemnity and extended it to the whole Roman Catholic Church. The aforementioned Eucharistic miracles that I mentioned at the beginning somehow awakens our consciousness on the importance of the Holy Mass and the priesthood, for without priests, there could be no Holy Mass. In fact, we all experienced it just recently during the lockdown, when for more or less 2 months, churches were closed and the celebrations of the Holy Mass were not allowed. A lot of people longed to partake in the celebration of the Holy Mass and receive the body and blood of Jesus during communion. Many Catholics were very eager to have the churches reopen the soonest, so that they could partake in the Holy Mass and receive Jesus. And we priests fully understand their desires, because a person who has developed a deep relationship with the Lord could not help but long to be in communion with the Lord day by day.